Yo, what's good fam? Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of real talk for your precious souls. Today, we're diving headfirst into the digital jungle social media, that beautiful beast that can either be your best friend or your worst nightmare. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling through a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives while yours feels like it's stuck on loading? Yeah, me too. It's enough to make you want to chuck your phone out the window and become a hermit in the woods. But hold up, fam, before you ditch the internet entirely, which, honestly, might be a good idea sometimes, let's talk about how to set those boundaries, because self-care isn't just about avocado toast and face masks, okay? It's also about protecting your mental energy in this digital chaos. First things first. Stop comparing yourself to the curated perfection you see online. Remember, folks, it's all a big old facade. Think of social media like those Instagram-worthy cafes. They look amazing on the gram, but once you get there, the coffee might be lukewarm and the Wi-Fi password is always wrong. Don't get sucked into the trap of thinking everyone else has it figured out. You're unique, you are valuable, and your journey is yours alone. Now, I'm not saying ditch social media altogether, because let's face it, that's like giving up pizza, tragic fate indeed. What I'm saying is be mindful of how you use it. Limit your scrolling time, unfollow accounts that bring you down seriously. Those people are just energy vampires, and focus on content that inspires, educates, or just makes you laugh. Speaking of laughter, did you know that taking a break from social media can actually boost your mood? It's like giving your brain a little vacation, no more endless scrolling, no more FOMO, fear of missing out, just pure, unadulterated relaxation. Try setting aside some screen-free time each day, maybe an hour or two, and see how it feels. You might be surprised at how much you accomplish when you're not constantly checking your phone. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Social media can be a breeding ground for negativity. Remember that toxic ex who kept hitting you up with passive-aggressive comment? Yeah, social media is kind of like that. It's full of drama, hey, and people just waiting to throw shade. Don't get caught up in the negativity, fam. Block those trolls, mute those accounts that bring you down, and surround yourself with positivity. You deserve to be surrounded by good vibes, not bad energy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. So, do yourself a favor. Set those boundaries, limit the scrolling, and remember that real life is way more awesome than any highlight reel. You got this. Okay, so here's the deal. Imagine you have a best friend who always drains your energy. They're constantly complaining, gossiping, and just bringing down the mood. You love them, but sometimes you need a break, right? That's social media for you. Sometimes it's like that toxic friend that needs to be put on mute. So, what do? You set boundaries, babe. Limit your time, unfollow those accounts that bring you down, and focus on the ones that uplift you. It's all about creating a positive space online that nourishes your soul. Remember, you are in control of your social media experience. Don't let it control you. Now go out there and slay the digital world with your newfound boundaries and self-care game on point. Want to share your own self-care wins or struggles? Hit me up on DMs, tag this episode in your TikTok, or even stitch it with your thoughts. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe to Self-Care RX, your daily dose of real talk for a better you. Peace out, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.